after 8 o'clock this morning. 70 years ago, today, Britain was at war with Japan, men and women from all over the country still battling for victory, still suffering dreadfully if they were prisoners of war. But for some, even 7 decades later, their work still remains a secret. And a secret that the majority of the women and men who were involved have respected. Here's the voice of Eva. She's from Turkey.
How they picked us, I haven't the faintest idea. It was sheer luck, I think, that I was chosen for that job. I don't know what they saw. A dozen of us were shoved in the back of a big Navy truck. And we were driven to Stanmore. And I realised then it was known as P5, Pembroke 5, and we started working on bombs and the Enigma machine. And some of us were sent to Bletchley. It was exactly like you see it now, to be honest. There was the Mansion House, the lake in front. We were in Hut 6. The tennis courts were bang opposite. And I was stuck in Hut 6 all the time during the time I was at Bletchley. I can see it now. It was quite cold, I must admit. There was a big table, big maps on the wall, and teleprinters, and people blowing in and out, and messages would come in and we'd deal with them. We didn't know what A was doing. They didn't know what we were, B, nor did C. We were just part of a chain, as far as I can imagine it. I was very happy. Literally, I was working on the Enigma machine on one watch and bombs on the next. B-O-M-B-E, bomb with an E. Massive, huge, big machines. Heavy, you have to have good, big, strong hands to hold the drums, and you have to fix them onto the machine. At the back were hundreds of valves, and I don't mean little piddly things like you have now, they were whoppers. And the blokes from the Royal Air Force were our technicians, and they all worked behind the bombs, fiddling about with the technical side of it. We were setting decoding, and that's what we were doing. But how or what it entailed, I really don't know. We didn't know what we were doing. We were given a job to do, we did it, and it was sent through to somebody else. So at the time, I can honestly say I don't know what we were doing or what we achieved, because we were told we had never, ever to talk about it. I know now, more in hindsight, how vital it was, but I never spoke to my parents or my sisters, because it had been dinned into us. If we'd said a word, we would be, I don't know what they'd have done to us. It was treason, I suppose. You see, it was wartime. I mean, when you think of what some of those boys and girls did in the war compared to that, lost their lives, damn it, lost limbs. I had a boyfriend who was hit in the head. I mean, there were some awful things in the war, to be honest. Dreadful things happened. How lucky I was. I've been a very lucky girl, have you? To be honest. Yes, I have. It's fate, I think.
Jo Lusmore did the interview and also created that piece. She does some wonderful radio. I never know where it's going to pop up next, but it was Eva from Torquay, Bletchley Park and Torquay's Eva Noel, with her memories of World War II bombs and Enigma machines. And tomorrow, as we near the 70th anniversary of VJ Day, let's hear more about that. More stories, perhaps, from Devon people who superficially wouldn't be involved at all in the conflict in Japan, but were swept up on. Now, listen to this.